Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. A warm hello to you if you're part of the more than 12,000 of us now all over the world who are sitting down to practice meditation together. And an equally warm hello if you are part of the smaller group within that, the Open Heart Project Sangha, those of us who practice together more regularly. And anyone is welcome to join that, by the way, and I hope you will. But hi to everyone. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. It will be my complete delight to give you meditation instruction. And if this is your very first time meditating, don't worry, we're going to go through the instruction. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, like me. However, it is equally spiritual to sit in a chair. So if you'd rather sit in a chair, please do, and sit with your feet flat on the floor. And sit up straight. And as we get settled, I want to share with you something that we discussed in the online class I just finished teaching called The Dharma of Devices, how to manage all your computers and television screens and not get sucked into being ruled by them, which is not easy. Co-taught with the wonderful Dharma teacher and writer Michael Carroll, who has written prolifically and brilliantly on bringing mindfulness into the workplace, is one of my dearest friends and one of the people I turn to without hesitation for insight into my own practice questions. I love that guy. He suggested that we try something that is relevant not just to how we relate to the devices in our life, which is often riddled with a kind of reflexive, unthinking response to all our email and our texts and what's on television. We think, oh, I have to manage all of that, or I want to space out, so I'm going to turn that on. And it seems like our mind goes away from us when we do things like that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with texting or watching, binge watching television. I myself do such things. But when we feel that we don't have any choice, or when we feel anxious when those things aren't available to us, that's when we know that there's some kind of a problem. So he suggested this very simple step that we can take. It literally takes 5 seconds, and I'm going to share it with you. And it's not just helpful when it comes to the devices in your life. It's helpful, it's helpful when it comes to anything that you do reflexively or automatically, or anything you do where you feel like, I'd really rather pause before I automatically do my habitual response to anything, to food, to money, to relationships, anything. This is one magical technique. So, and all it involves is the following, and your meditation practice will really help you to do this. Instead of automatically doing whatever it is that you are about to do, let's take the telephone for example. The phone rings, and of course, if you're like 90% of the people in the world, you go, oh, I wonder who it is, and you go to pick it up. If you're like 10% of the people in the world, I'm making these numbers up, myself included, you just go, ah, I don't want to talk to anyone. I hope I don't have to answer that. But in any case, there's some reflexive action of going toward or wanting to get away. So instead of doing either of those, this suggestion is to just take a 5 second pause. It's like you, Michael called it boycotting. You boycott your, what's the word I'm looking for? You boycott your impulse, and instead you just pause for 5 seconds, 5 breaths, 5 counts, however you want to count it. So the phone rings, and instead of checking to see who it is or picking it up or silencing it, you just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then do whatever it is you're about to do. But there's some, I encourage you to try this, especially this time of year where in the Western world it's a holiday season and gets busier and a little more anxious for some of us. It can feel kind of overwhelming. So before you click buy on whatever it is you're about to purchase online, and I'm not saying you shouldn't shop, please do whatever it is you do, or before you think, oh, I'm going to work today and I think I'm going to hate it, or before you even do something delightful like, oh, there's my cat, I'm going to go pet my cat. Before you do, as it comes to mind, just introduce this little pause. I was talking to someone in the Open Heart Project Sangha about her response to this exercise, and it was she gave the funniest example. She said she was on, she had a really long week. She was collapsed on the couch, watching television and eating chocolate. Fantastic. And normally she said she would just watch TV and just sort of chocolate after chocolate. But instead, she would eat chocolate, and then she would just take the 5-second pause and then eat another chocolate. Fantastic. Please roll with your chocolates however you want. But she noticed that in this very simple gap, she tasted the chocolate more. It was more delicious. She felt a little bit more like she was understanding what was happening, you know, the finer nuances of the art behind whatever it is she was watching, whether it was something silly or something profound. And she also found, P.S., she ate less chocolate, which is not the point here, but there was more satisfaction, a more sense of fulfillment out of these very ordinary, everyday things that most of us do, when this very magical notion of pause is introduced. Excuse me. So, as you go about your day, as you go about the holiday season, as you go about your entire life or lifetimes, reflect on this notion of boycott, five, and then do whatever it is you are about to do. Boycott the initial impulse, take a pause for a beat of five, and then move into whatever it is you're doing, and report back to me, please, on comments or email, was this useful? Because even though it's a very simple action, it's also quite interesting. So, your meditation practice, which we're going to do right now, is very, very helpful in two regards in this boycotting and five, counting to five thing, because first of all, it gives you a sense of attunement to what actually you are doing impulsively. You see, I have some choice. Very helpful. And then it teaches you how to hold your mind in a space of openness for five beats or however long you like. And for most of us, this is news, good news. So without further ado, let's do our practice for today. And I just want you to know that suddenly I'm filled with a lot of emotion and affection for you, and a sense of honor at being able to practice together. At the same time, we're just going to sit here and breathe, so it's also something very ordinary. So here we go. So begin your practice with a real sense of taking your seat, meaning say to yourself, I'm going to meditate right now, and feel yourself sitting, meaning give your weight to the cushion or chair, like with a real sense of solidness, like a mountain, you take your seat right now, right in the middle of your life. Boom, we just landed right here, and it is awesome. And sit up straight, because while there's a sense of being rooted and solid like a mountain, as mentioned, there can be a simultaneous sense of upward rising and reaching and extending up, like you're reaching for the rays of the sun. So there's this simultaneous sense of here I am, now let me open to this world. And let there be no doubt in the truth of your presence, your simple presence. The hands rest palms down. Shoulders are relaxed. Let your belly relax. If you're holding it in at all, let it expand. And have the sense that whether you're paying attention or not, it continues to relax and expand as we sit here. Let your heart expand, whatever that means to you. Feel that there's a sense of warmth in and around your heart. And that warmth fills your whole body, top to bottom, and radiates out in all directions. The mouth is closed, and breath comes in and out through the nose, obviously. And there's no instruction for breathing, so just, you know how to do that, so just breathe. The eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And just let your eyes really relax. While being open and soft. Tune into the feeling of breath coming in and out of the body. Feel your breath coming in on the inhale, and feel it dissolving out on the exhale. Imagine that each breath is a gathering in on the inhale and a complete letting go on the exhale. Take in and we release. Take in and release. Together, because there are many, many, many of us sitting together right now. Feel that support. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, blah, 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 etc., etc. No problem. We're not trying to stop thinking, which is very frustrating. So imagine that your thoughts are like a babbling brook, and you're just sitting on the banks. And it just gurgles by. But you stay right here, attending to the breath. And if you notice that you take a dip, you jump in, or roll in without noticing it, no problem. Now you've noticed it. Just come back. And gently resume riding the breath with a sense of ease and certainty at the same time. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together as a community.